Okay, today's daf is Vachen daf Samach Aleph, and we are just going to start with Samach Amabez, Ki Salik Ravin. But just a couple of ha'aras on the end of yesterday's daf. Again, I thought I would give it as a shiur next week. I'm not sure, but I was told that even if I mention it now, I could be able to repeat it, Bezrat Hashem. So either way, it's too wonderful to not mention when it comes up. So you mentioned the problem of the Kesef Mishnah with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, relating to the sugya that came up on yesterday's daf of Kitcher Rishona, Kitcher L'Shaita, V'Kitcher L'Asalavo, or Lo Kitcher L'Asalavo. So the Rambam makes a well-known distinction in the Rambam world between Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Mikdash, says the Rambam, lasts forever, and Kedushas the rest of Eretz Yisrael does not last forever. Why? Because the Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is based on the Shechina, and the Shechina is never batel. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence rested in that spot, in the Makom HaNivchar, it never left. As we will see B'Hashem later on today, when we speak about the difference between a Bama and a Mizbeach. But relating to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam paskins like the Manda Amar Kitch L'Shaita, Lo Kitch L'Asalavo. It did not retain this Kedusha. Why not? Why did the first Kedusha not remain? Even though the Rambam agrees that the second Kedusha did continue and is continuous, because the first Kedusha of Yeshua was through kibush, was through conquering. And once conquering is undone by another conquering, by getting conquered, so then it is lost. Mashiach came by Chazaka, where it's based on settlement. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand the difference. Eini yodea, ma koach chazaka gadol mikoach hakibush. What's the difference? Why don't you also say by chazaka that you settled it, but once you get unsettled, getting thrown out, that it shouldn't make a difference either? So, three answers. Number one, we mentioned yesterday. That was from the Meshech Chachma, along the same lines that Rabbi Yosef Engel mentioned. The beautiful idea related to this week's parsha. You can say it at the Shabbos table. And that is, maybe we'll put it into the parsha shir. We'll see. And that is that dafka, because the first Kedusha was on a higher level, that is why it got ruined. The first Kedusha was with the Aron. The first Kedusha was with Yeshua ben Nun, with Nevi'im. Well, the second one was with Nevi'im too, but the first Kedusha was so amazing, and that is why the Kedusha was lost, because when you have something more special, like the concept of Nira v'Nitche, is being worse than Duchi Meikaro, similar to the Gemara in Bechor Rostav, Mem Zayin, Loviyash and Avelas Bilas Nus, Nosin Laman Amaiser Vocheles, but a Kohenes, Kivan to Ivala, Havale Kizara, right? A Kohenes goes even more down in Kedusha. For Nimsa, the Kibbish Eretz Yisrael, Hayadei Ha'aron, Kedbeis HaMikdash, Hayadei Gilu Shechina, Vachen Kichat Yisrael, Paka Kedusha Sam Lagamre, Vavi Ki'ilu Lo Nechbishu, Abai Sheini, Shlohaya Kibbish Hayadei Ha'aron, Shlohaya Ha'aron, Vavi Kibbish Hayadei Ha'aron, so that's why it wasn't on a high level of Kedusha, and therefore it didn't lose its Kedusha, it didn't lose it so much, it didn't fall down so much. That is the Meshech Chachma's Derech. Rav Soloveitchik has two other ways, though, of explaining. Number one is, we'll start with the Tosfos Yontif. First, the Tosfos Yontif. Start with the early Achronim. Tosfos Yontif on Mishnayos, on the Mishnah in Midos, with and in Idios, which discusses Kishel HaShaita and Kishel HaSalava or not. He says the difference is whether the non-Jewish world gave us permission to build. Says the Tosfos Yontif, the Sfira lay the Kibush Nachrim Aso Mavatal Kibush Yisrael. Mashekim Bechazaka Shechziku Miyad Melech Pras. Shenasal Hem Rishayom Lahachzik Ba Lo Aso Kibush Mavatal Chazaka Shehaisa Midas Anosein. Right? There's a difference between if they give you a Rishus or not. And don't ask me that if you take it, Hashem gave you a Rishus. No, it's still a difference. Still a difference. Alakichas Ha'uma Hazos Miyadeinu Lamatinu Ba Nevuah Befeirish Lafikach Lo Kedina Tlum Miyadeinu Fechul. So says Yata, maybe it depends if we got Rishus or not. And that is his idea. Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe the difference is whether the Kedusha went from in to out or out to in. If you think about it, said Rav Soloveitchik, the going in the first time, yes, it was with an Aron, but it was from out to in. Every place that they conquered became more and more Kadosh and more Kadosh until we got to the Kodesh Kadosh, boom! Right, until finally David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, it started with Yeshua from the outside, from Yericho, from the first places, and they continued. By Mikdash Sheni, it was just the opposite, it radiated out. It started with the Aron, it started with the Beis HaMikdash, and then it went out and it spread. So really, that second Kedusha was an expansion of the Shechina, was an expansion of that Kedusha, was an expansion of the of the Shechina Kedusha, which is Shechina Eina Betela. So that is why the second Kedusha, like we mentioned a couple days ago, even Yerushalayim is an expansion of Kedusha's Mikdash. So maybe in a lower sense, all of Kedusha's Haaretz is an expansion of that. And you know that from the fact that it went in from in to out, and now from out to in. Okay, there's another approach, which we're not going to mention now. If you want to look it up, Rav Shechter quotes it in Mipnini Harav, discussing the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. But that we will leave for now. Hashem, we will get another chance to discuss it at another point. Okay, so that's just related to a little bit from yesterday, and we continue. By the way, remember, tomorrow there's no shiur online, Bezrat Hashem, and we'll be back on Wednesday. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Samach Amid Beis. Kisalik Ravin. So we are just about 10 lines up from the bottom. Kisalik Ravin. So what happened here? We just learned. We started off with the bottom of Amun Aleph. Tafsamach Amun Aleph. We had the statement of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that if the Mizbeach has a problem, it was Nifgam, if there's a break in the Mizbeach, I'm not allowed to eat Shiari Mincha. Not allowed to eat Shirayim of the Karim Mincha. We had a limud to include Kachi Kachim also. All Kachi Kachim cannot be eaten when the Mizbeach is Nifgam. And then we even had a limud for Kachi Kalim. How do we know Kachi Kalim? That was this whole discussion we had on the base. Right? We learned from Bechar and Meister Sheni, but that was the source that Kachi Kalim are not eaten if there's no base on Megdash. So even if the Mizbeach is Nifgam, that's what we think the reason is, because there was no Mizbeach, and therefore, we weren't allowed to eat the Kachay Kal. Okay, so Kisalag Ravin. Ravin was not happy about that. When Ravin went up to Eretz Yisrael, Amr L'Shmaitz, Akabed Rabbi Yirmiya, he said this topic in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, right? Rabbi Yirmiya, he went up to Eretz Yisrael, so he was a Rabbi. Amar, so Rabbi Yirmiya says, Bavoy Tipshoy, right? These foolish Babylonians. Amtul v'yasvi ba'ara chashocha, amri shmaitza de machashcha. Because they sit in a dark place, they say dark sugyas and dark opinions. Why was it a dark place? It was a low down, Bavel. All the Gemara is talking about the Amek of Bavel. Bamachashakim hoshivani kabese olam, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Af Chavdalot or so. The source of Talmud Bavli, and that's the Rabbeinu Tam there in the Tosfos about its Balul, B'mikra Mishnah Talmud. But you find different chazals about Bavel. The Gavlus of Bavel, or the lowliness of Bavel. So this goes on the lowliness chart. It says, the foolish Babylonians, it's all dark there. So, Shamilahu ha, didn't you hear of the following? The Tanya, B'shah siluk ma'asos kachim nifsalin? When the ma'asos, when they traveled in the desert, all kachim became pasul. Right, there was no more base. There was no more mishkanah. There was no more mizbeach. It was moving. So kachim became nifsal. Why were they nifsal? So pashtus is, you would say, yotze. There's no more walls up around to eat the karbanis. So it's nifsal b'yotze. That's what the Gemara seems to say in Maseches Menachos. But here Rashi says the havamina is that we think it's because third Y line in Rashi, because zalkat daitach mipnei siluk mizbeachu. We think it's because the mizbeach is not there. So continuing the brisa, we'll see what the question is. V'zavim u'mitzora mishtachim chus l'machane. Though you cannot eat karbanis anymore, a fascinating shita, still there's a concept of machane shchina and machane levia, even while Bnei Yisrael travel through the desert. So you might think that during the traveling, there's no machanas. It's all broken down. Yes, the levia are in the middle and the shvatim are on the outside, but there's no mishkan in the middle. Right, it's all broken. They're carrying the boards. They're carrying all the kalim that are hidden underneath the covers that they used to have. So there's still kedushas machaneh. This shita says yes. There's no mizbeach there. That's why you can't eat karbanis. But this kedushas machaneh, and that's why a mitzora has to be sent out chutz l'gimel machanos. A mitzora said that of all three. And a zav, anyone who has a tumah hayotzei migufo, is sent out of two machanos. So those halachas still apply. Vitanya idach, but another brisa says b'shnei makomos kachim ne'achalim. In two places, the kachim can be eaten. What does two places mean? So we think two places means when the mishkan's up and when the mishkan's not up. That's what we think at this point. What does two places mean? And if that's the case, we now have a steer in brisas. The first brisa says once the mishkan is not up anymore, you can't eat the kachim anymore. The second brisa says it can be eaten even in a place where the mishkan is not up. So, stira, so my lot, we didn't get to the question yet. So now we're up to the question. My lot isn't the answer to the stira, harba kachim, harba kachim, kalim. Question mark. And therefore, only kachi kachim you cannot eat unless there's a mizbeach there. But kachi kalam you can, and that's a stira to what we just said the past 20 lines. Because we just spent time proving that kachi kalam also cannot be eaten when there is no mizbeach, when there is no mikdash or mishkan. And this brisa says, b'shnei makomos kachim ne'achalim, in the two places, they can be eaten. So, that's a kasha. So, I'm going to have a couple of answers. Number one, Ravina, thank you. Ravina, edvedi bekachim kalam. Ravina, one of the people who put together the Gemara, Ravina and Ravashi says a late Amora, kachim kalam. They're both kachim kalam. Both references to shnei makomos. So there is kachim kalam that cannot be eaten when there's no mizbeach. So velo kasha, what's the difference? Harishmal harabanan. It's machlokas. The whole discussion that we had earlier, you see on top, the first line of Samach Mabes, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says, you learn Basar from Dam, and just like when you can't do Dam with the Zobas Beach, so too Basar. So, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you cannot eat the Basar Kachi Kalim if there is no Mizbeach. And the Rabbanan say, no, this price is the sheet of the Rabbanan. And that is why they hold that you cannot eat Kachi they hold that you can eat kachi kalam when there is no mizbeach. Just kachi kachim. Put this on the list of differences between kachi kachim and kachi kalam. That's what the Rabbanan would say. Answer number one. V'bayisema. Answer number two. Hava hava kachi kachim. Really, both kachi, they're both kachi kachim. Both shnei makomos. And umai b'shnei makomos. What is shnei makomos? Meaning that there's no machlokas. There's no machlokas tanoim. And really, everybody agrees that certain kachi kalam cannot be eaten when there is no mizbeach. So, what is shnei makomos? Kodem sheyamidu levim es hamishkan, ula achar sheyifriku levim es hamishkan. The difference is before our Gemara. What's the literal translation? Before the levim were ma'amid in the mishkan. So it doesn't mean that according to Rashi. It means after they were ma'amid, before they took it down, because it just says kodem sheyamidu to be parallel to la'achar sheyifarku. Just says that. Meaning that means after they took it down. So, but really the first one is when they took it up. So the difference is when the Mishkan was standing and when the Mishkan was not standing. Let's just finish the sentence and then we'll say something. Mahu detema. Why? Because you might have said, ifsalahu biyotze. It becomes nifsal biyotze. When? What are we talking about? When is it kosher even after they take it down? Well, they took down the Mishkan, but the Mizbeach is still there. They took down the walls of the Mishkan, the curtains, they were about to start walking. That family of Levim that took those with the Mizbeach was still there. Could you eat Kachim then? So the answer is yes, you can eat Kachim then. You might have said that it's already Nifsal B'yotze, because there are no more walls. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush, that's the Shnei Makomos. While the whole entire Mishkan is still up perfectly, and even after the Mishkan walls were taken down, but the Mizbeach was still there. Okay, stop there for a minute, go back to Amar Alf. Okay, this counts for Amar Alf. We're not going to do this big Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos, though, we already mentioned. The bottom Tosfos quote is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. First, the bottom two lines in Rashi. The Gemara here, Rashi here, discusses what we had a couple of days ago. How do we relate to the sugya of having to shecht each karbon when the doors of the heichal are open? Right, that's the sugya. So we had that earlier. Rashi says, the last two lines in Rashi, V'yahu deizel makoman shlamin davka kamar. This is Shitas Rashi. That halacha only applies to shlamim. They require, that carbon requires the doors of the heichal to be open. Mishim dechziv bahu v'shachtu pesach ha'amod v'lo yalav shar kachim inayu. We don't learn all other kachim from shlamim. That is Shitas Rashi. If you look in Tosfos, we mentioned why would Shlomim be unique? So we mentioned one of the Achronim that says, maybe because Shlomim needs some balance. After all, Shlomim you can shecht anywhere in the Azara. Kachim, you have to shecht on the north side. And north is already symbolic. You know, the rings are by the Tzafo. So you know it's Nikar that it's a Karban. But a Shlomim, you can shecht anywhere. You can shecht anywhere by a Shlomim, for a Shlomim. So the question is, how would I know that it's a carbon? Okay, it's in the Azara, but I can shecht it right next to the door. I can shecht it in the south. I can shecht it in the west. So what makes this special that it's a carbon? Ah, the doors have to be open. The doors of the Heichal are open, so maybe that could balance out that even though this doesn't have a kfiyas makom, it could still have the doors required to be open. So that is Rashi Shita. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos says the Dibur Maskil Kodem. He quotes Rashi on the fourth line. Pirush, right? He quotes the first four lines according to Rashi. And he quotes Vakasha Li. Hatzagabi Tomit. First question he asks. The Mishnah Masechta Tomit says, the entire Avodah is described in that Masechta. Lo Haya Shochei Racha Shama Shar Ko Agadol Sheniftach. The other Kohanim. Remember the first Mishnayis, very exciting. They had a goro, who was going to do the Trumas Hadeshen, who was going to do the Avoda, and it was still dark out, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're listening to hear. They hear the Muchni go down, they hear the pulley, and then they wait to Shecht the Tamid until they hear the gates of the Heichal open. What do you mean? Tamid, that's a carbonola. What are they waiting for? Just Shecht it anyway. What are they waiting for the gates to open? Alma Yafin and Shar Karbanash, Shecht Mishlamim. So you see from that Mishnah of Feirish, they have to wait to do the Karban Tamid until the doors are open. According to Rashi, you don't need to wait. But they're only waiting because they don't want to do it. It's a time issue. That's just a siman, not a siba, right? It's a siman. It's not that you need the doors, but it's just that the doors are a siman that is late enough in the day. Or you find that somebody mentioned to me a couple of days ago. A new siman siba comes up in a lot of achronish sugyas, and that is whenever you have a certain act. Is that a reflection of something else that took place, or is it a siman? Is a siba? It needs it. It causes it. Somebody asked. They're creating genetically a new type of fish, but it doesn't have scales. New type of fish. It's from the. They're taking the genetic material of a mother fish and with fins and scales is kosher, and then they're creating this fish that doesn't have scales. And maybe easier to prepare. Is that a kosher fish? So is scales the simani tara of a fish? That's the achronim's question. Is it a siman or a siba? It's a siman that this is a kosher fish. So you don't need them. If you know it's a kosher fish, that it's a kosher fish anyway. It's just a reflection that it is. Or is it a siba? These cause its kashrus. And therefore, if it causes kashrus, I mean, if you don't have it, it wouldn't be. That's just in the Beis Medrash. No psak here. Just in the Beis Medrash. Then one of the other rabbis said, no, Hayosi min atar tar. Mishnah says in Bechoros. Hayosi min atar tar. Yosi min atar mitam. This is Yosi min atar. So mother's kosher, so it is kosher, right? Your father's a kohen, right? Your mother's a kosher fish, so you're a kosher fish. Okay, interesting. Siman or siba. So it relates to are three stars a siman that it's night, or it's a siba that it's light? Rebbe Elchanan talks about that at the beginning of Psachim. But anyway, Tosfos here says, it's a kasha on Rashi, that if it's true that it's only limited to shlamim, so why should you have to wait? And then Tosfos says, "Vein nira lomer d'hanami d'rabanan." I don't like to say. I wouldn't think that it's only a chumra d'rabanan because you learn it out from the hekesh of Zos HaTorah. Zos HaTorah compares all karbanas neilaf l'psula mishlamim, and therefore says Tosfos, I argue with Rashi. I think this halacha is halacha l'maisa. We're going to have to ask Eliyahu Hanavi. Right, who do we paskin like, Rashi or Tosfos? Do the doors have to be open by the other karbanis? How do you get out of the kasha? Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi. How do you get out of the kasha? Shouldn't we compare? And what about that Mishnah? So the Briska Rav mentions, I think we mentioned this once before, if you look at the Rambam, the fact that the doors have to be opened by the karban tamid is not a din in karban ol and all karbanis need it. No, it's a din in the avodas atamid. You have to do a lot of parts of the avoda, and the Rambam's lashon is in Perak Vav Avilchas Tamidin Musafin Seder Avodos Hatamidos B'chol Yom Kachu. This is the Seder of the Avodas Hatamid. So Ma'olias Hashachar Yavam Mamunesh Al Paisos and the Knocks on the Azara Uposkin Lo. And the Seder Avoda starts off with this avoda. The Mamuna comes and he knocks on the door and Poskin Lo, right? Because there are guards there. Uma Valshin is called Azara Amidin Ose Chavitin. He gets everything in order. This is part of the avoda. And Rav Soloveitchik always was ma'orer, that whenever the Rambam uses the word seder, it's significant. Seder means an exact order of a certain process. He uses it by what we call the seder. He uses it by seder avodas yom kippurim. And he uses it by putting the kohen, putting on his begadim. Seder levishas begadim kachu. And here's another one. Seder avodas atamidas b'chol yom kachu. The Rambam says it here, so says the Grizz. This isn't a kasha rashi, not a din. Oh, this proofs ola. It's part of the Seder Avodas Atamid. It's a din in the Avodas Atamid, not in the din of all carbon olas. So therefore, there is no kasha on the Ramba. Okay. The Nitziv, just two other points, and then we'll move on. The Nitziv, in his Pirush HaChumash, notes that whether Bein LaRashi, Bein LaTosfos, this machlokus is only by Shechita. You for sure need the doors open by Zrika of every carbon. That's the Nitziv Sa'ara. Mizeh, this is Gimel base. Mizeh darshu reish pesachas erevin to shlomim sheshachlam lefnei psichas losos ahechal pasal. Pirsh Rashi bezvachan daf samach aleph. There we go. Davka shlomim kachu velo ola batosos hikshu velo kashamidi. And this is how also he answers for Rashi. That Mishnah, the one answer was the Briska Rav. The second answer that the Nisiv here gives is that, you know, I had opened the doors, not for the Shechita. You really could have done the Shechita without the doors open, but you're going to do the Zrika in a minute. You're going to do the Zrika. And Rashi says, of course, you need it for the Zrika. But lo kashamidi, da hasam, and we should hide kedei lahasmech Zrika l'Shechita. V'Zrika, v'aday ma'akei pesach ha'lamoed, ma'she'en kei b'mishkan, shahaya rak parochas ha'masach, v'yefsha lasos ha'psicha, bein Shechita l'Zrika. Doesn't take so to push a curtain to the side. Doesn't take so long, but to open these huge doors of the Azara of the Heichal, that takes a while. So that's why they didn't want to have that in between. The Gabbai Beis Hamikdash Kasher im lo niftach Pesach Heichal b'shas Shechita. And then he's the one that I mentioned before that says why Shlomim, because you want to make it nikar that it is Shechitas Kasher. Okay, that is the Nisiv. One final question, and that is there is a machlokes achronim. Again, leave it to Eliyahu HaNavi. Who we're going to paskin like? We mentioned a couple of days ago that the amount, the area that you could shecht in, we had the area of the entire Azara, so we kind of got the impression from that Gemara that you can even shecht inside the Heichal. Inside the Heichal. That was the impression that we got from the measurements that we had actually on the top of yesterday's Amun Alf. Right, that was the discussion of the Rambam and others. You can shecht inside. Do the doors have to be open when you're shechting inside the Heichal? The doors have to be open when you're shechting in the Azara. What about inside the Heichal? Do the doors have to be open? Sfasemis is mesupik. Is it a din in being connected to the Olam Moed? So if you're in the Olam Moed, there's nothing greater. We need the doors open for you. You're inside. You're shechting next to the menorah and the shulchan. What do I say? No, it's a din in psichas atzosos. Doesn't matter if you could where you're shechting. So sfas emes is mesubik. Sfas emes in menachis on daf ches yesh la'ayin. He's not sure. Ik sheirim kiva debifnim he o neima debikom machang zir sakazavu the tzarech lios psuchin avagav denishchu tu bifnim the tzarech iyan. So sfas emes is not sure. And we have achronim who are sure on both sides. You have the mitzvah eisan a little bit later. 2 days daf samach gimel holds pasul and who holds kasher. The Mikdash David. The Mikdash David says, Kasher. His lashon is, it's a kosher cane. Mikdash David in Siman Chav Zayin, he says, Kivan Hashchita Behechal Atzmo, to Behechal lo Be'inan Pesach Ol Moed, Derak Shalo Yehei Tafel Chomer Min Iker, Dim Pesach Ol Moed Kasher, Im Kein Kosher Kein Be'ol Moed Atzmo. Therefore, you wouldn't need it open. Okay, the context of a discussion is also an interesting question. Are you chai for Shchute Chutz, if the doors aren't open? Because maybe it's not royal hishachet bifnim. Only when it's royal hishachet bifnim can you shech bachutz. So that's his discussion. If the doors aren't open, does that really create a psul of eino royal hishachet bifnim? Okay, that's a question of the achronim. So you didn't think I could say it on Manalaf until 7:30, but Baruch Hashem. Here we go. We continue. V'yema hachanami, third line, says the Gemara. So how do you know? What did we just answer? We just had an answer that the difference when you can eat kachay Kalim is, I'm sorry, Kachim is when the Mishkan is up or when the walls were taken down, but the Mizbeach is still there. So maybe it is puzzle if the walls are not up. So Amakra, Vinasa, Oel Moed. The Oel Moed travels. Apo Pisha Nasa, Oel Moed. Even while it's traveling, it is called the Oel Moed. Right? That is the Drasha. Fine. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh, Shel Avanim Haya. The Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of stone, right? Not out of Nechoshes, out of copper or of wood, like the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizbeach in Shiloh was made out of stone. The Tanya. Rav Lozer ben Yaakov Omer, Ma Tamal Omer, Avanim, Avanim, Avanim. It says Avanim three times at the end of Yisro by the Parsha of Mizbeach Shalosh Pamim, so to tell me to allude to Echad Shal Shiloh, allude to the Mishkan in Shiloh, where it stood for 369 years, that was the longest, the Echad Shal Nov V'Givon, Nov V'Givon are put together here, right, Rashi says in the first skinny line, Chad Chashiv Lahu, they're considered one, the Shneim Bama, Veinim Kadoshim, they're both Bama, they both did not have the status of a central Mizbeach, for Am Yisrael, and therefore during that time, we'll see in a second, you weren't forced to come to Nov and Givo, right? That was after the story of Eli and the Mishkan was taken by the Plishtim, so the Mishkan moved to Nov and Givo. Amazingly, never thought about it, the Mishkan existed for those years, right? There were, Nov and Givo was there for 57 years. There was no Aron. There was no Aron there in the Mishkan. Right, at least in the Beis HaMikdash, during Bayis Sheni, there was an Aron underground. So you could say the Kedusha radiated. They started on the ground. By Nov and Givon, you could imagine why it didn't have the Kedusha of the others. Because there was no Aron there, there was no Aron underneath. This was not permanently sanctified land. So if you have an Aron there, okay, the Shiloh had the Aron. But after the Aron was taken, so for Nov and Givon, it didn't have that status. Right, so it was in Nov until Shaul HaMelech wiped them all out. Right, because Novi are Akonim, same Nov. Then it was a given until it was time for Dovin HaMelech to get it back with his parade, getting it back. Ubeis Olamim, and the third Avanim refers to the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's the third name for the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, Beis Olamim, and Beis HaBechira. Right, three different names, all emphasizing something else. Just think about it now. Beis HaBechira kind of symbolizes the past. It was chosen by Hashem. It was the Makam HaNivchar, even from the time of Yitzhak. Beis HaBechira. Beis Olamim, symbolizing the future. Right? It's forever. And Beis HaMikdash is the present. It's Mekudesh right now. It's sanctified. I don't know. It sounds like a nice idea. So that's the three names of the Beis HaMikdash. But these were the three places where the Kedusha rested after they came into Eretz Yisrael, before Gilgal. It was in Gilgal for a couple of years. But after that, it was in Shiloh, Nov and Givon, and in Beis Olamim. So that's the three allusions to the Mishkan, including the one Avanim, and that's what Shiloh was made of, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav. The Svarnu and Vayakel, we mentioned it in a Parshas here a couple of years ago, makes the Ha'ara that the Mishkan had something that the Beis HaMikdash didn't even have. It was never destroyed. That's the assumption of the Svarno. Rav Soloveitchik has an article that in his Sefer on Tisha B'Av where he talks about Churban Shiloh and one of the keynotes about being Churban Shiloh. But that might be in a spiritual sense. There was no more Beis HaMikdash. But the Kalim and the walls were never destroyed. Unlike the Beis HaMikdash where everything was destroyed besides the stuff that was taken. But that's what the Svarno says based on a Chazal that it's Mekayim La'olam Vod. That's a something inherent about the Mishkan that even the Beis HaMikdash didn't have. The Sfarno at the beginning of Pekudei, he quotes Chazal, Ka'amram, Shem Atomar Avet Sivra Mubata Sikuyam, Tamalomar Atze Ishitim Omdim, She'omdim Lo'olam Lo'omei Olamim, Ve'gam Kein Lo Nafal Dover Mehem B'yad Ha'ayvim, Al Hefech Ma She'karo L'mikdash Shlomo V'kelov, Kimavur B'chorban Ba'is Rishon Ha'idin V'zradon, Shlo Nizkar Shem Dover Me'in Yoni Mishkan Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Doesn't say anywhere there that there was anything from the Mishkan that was destroyed that happened to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And that was the Milus, why he goes through every single one of the Kalim. It goes through them twice in Tetzav, in Truma Tetzav, and Vayakal Bekudei, because every one is unique and special. Kol Echad Mehem, Ayaroi, Lios Nechshav, Ulihi Karei B'Shem, Kasher Hu Zeh HaPrati, Lo Bilvad Basher Hu Mizeh HaMin. Don't just say, okay, all the Kalim. No, everyone is listed, because everyone is unique and special. So that has to do with the three areas, and in contrast to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayter says the Gemara, massive. It's important to note also, before we continue, the entire last parak of Zvachim, if you look for a minute, the last parak starts over the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a blot long. Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis. If you have it there. Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis, it goes through, it's a history lesson, but a halachic history lesson. Because it goes through every stage of where the Mishkan was. Middle of Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis. It goes through every stage. Before the Mishkan was built, you could bring Karbanos wherever you wanted. Right? Adam and Noah. And you could bring Karbanos in Beersheva. You could bring Karbanos in Yerushalayim. Bring Karbanos anywhere. And also, Avod Bibachoros. Here it is. Here's the source of that concept. The Mishnah says that the avodah was done by the firstborns before it was switched in Parshas Bahaloscha to the Bamidbar switched to the Leviim after the Egel. So before the Mishkan, that was true. Misha hukam haMishkan ne'esru habamos v'yavod habakohanim. And it talks about the halachas, kashe kachim, or lefnim min haklam, kashe kalam b'chol machle Yisrael. Bola Gilgal, the second they crossed the Yarden, hutra habamos. Because now there was no longer a centrally located place. During the 40 years, they couldn't bring karbanos wherever they wanted. They were only around the Mishkan, they brought it there. But right when they went into Gilgal, hutra habamos. Bola Shiloh, after those 14 years, nasru habamos. That's it. 369 years. No more bummers. You cannot bring a, can't build an altar wherever you want it in your backyard in Eretz Yisrael. No, you can't. Bamos became usher because Shiloh had a bama gadola. Ba'o lenova givon, hutra bamos. And it says the halachas between kachem kachem and kachem kalem. And finally, ba'o liyushalayim, ne'esru habamos, v'lo haya lohen heter. V'hi haisa nachla. Right, more names. Nachla, Yerushalayim, and right, all the other halachas. But anyway, this is the main sugya in Shas about Bamos and Mikdash. So that's here. We have allusion to all of them. We have the one in Shiloh, Nov, Givon, and Beis Olamim. Fighter, Masav, Ravacha, Barami, Eisha, Yada, Bnei Shemayim, Bimei Moshe, Lonis, Taka, Me'al, Mizbeach, Anachosh, Ezel, Bimei Shlomo. Wow, the fire that came down onto the Mishkan in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, was not removed. It stayed lit throughout all the years until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. All the 40 years of the Midbar, the fire came down, and whenever they had to move, Rashi quotes this Allah Torah, they put a type of kli on it, so it didn't burn whatever while it was on top, a psach there. They covered it up, but it was still burning. And all throughout the years of the Mishkan, hundreds of years, it never went out. The fire on that Mizbeach never went out. The Eisha Yarda B'Yimei Shlomo, and a new fire came when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and when that fire came down, Lo Nistaka Shabba Menashe V'Silka, that fire remained until Menashe HaMelech, who destroyed a lot of things for the Beis HaMikdash, he came and he put it out. He put it out. V'Im, so that's Ravacha Barami. So, V'Im Isa, and if it's true that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made out of Avanim, Meikar who's this Talak Lay, didn't have to move over to that Mizbeach? Because the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu built was not made out of a straight Avanim. It was inside Avanim, but it was Meach Nechoshes Tasali, right, the Pasuk says. So, didn't have to move, so what do you mean? It stayed on the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, Udamak Rabbi Nazlan, it's Mechlokes, historical Mechlokes, Ditani Rabbi Nazlan Omer, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh Shel Nechoshes Haya, Cholul Umali Avanim. Right, it was Shal Nechoshes. So Rabbi Nathan says that. So according to that, Shita, you didn't have to switch. The Mizbeach of the Midbar was the Mizbeach in Shiloh. No problem, it didn't have to switch. Rabbi Nathan, Bar Yitzchak Amar, no. My lo nistalka levatala. No, what does it mean it didn't remove itself? It didn't remove itself levatala. Didn't remove itself for nothing, like in Menashe. What does it mean levatala? My he. So how did it work? How did it work? If you had a different Mizbeach, you want to say it's no Machlokas. So the fire stayed on the Mizbeach of Moshe. So how did that work with the Mizbeach of Shiloh that was made out of Avanim? So two fascinating opinions. Rabbanan Amri, Shaviva Hayamashadra. Sparks used to fly out. The Mizbeach was there, the two Mizbeach were next to each other. So the second that you put an animal on top of the Mizbeach of Shiloh, so the fire from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach zapped it. All of a sudden, like a lightning bolt, went out from the Mizbeach of Moshe, boom! And it lit on fire the animal on top of the Mizbeach of Shiloh, Mizbeach made up of Avanim. Gemara says it. Unbelievable. Right? Shaviva Hayim Mishadra. Right? Rashi says, with the Rashi, Kishahayu Maktirin al Shel Avanim, Hayu Zikim Velahavos, fire arrows, Yotzos Me'esh Shamayim Shal Mizbeach Lechodesh Shal Moshe, Sh'afu Munach Sham. They were two next to each other, and boom, the fire went out horizontally. Rav Papa Amar, no, Ushpizavi Nakat. Rapapa said, you know, Hachnasas Archim, Shpizin. Vizimnin Hacha, Vizimnin Hacha. Sometimes the fire was here, sometimes it was there. When there was a Mizbeach over, when there was something to burn over here, it jumped over here. And then when there was nothing going on, it went back over there. Right? So it was, it alternated. I don't know which is more amazing. They're both pretty mind-boggling. Tanan Hasam, period. So the Mishnah said, next Mishnah. Uksha Alu B'nei Agola. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches, Midos, Right? Midas is all about the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, and Tamid is all about the Avodah. So that's what we do in Daf Yomi next year. But now, Gola Hosifu, Olav Dalat Amos Min Hadarim, Dalat Amos Min HaMayrav, Kmin Gama. During Bayi Sheni, they added on dimensions to the Mizbeach. They needed more room, so they've added a little bit. They made it wider on the south and on the west side, like a gam, like a little sea. My time away, Amar Rav Yosef Mishum Delo Sapeg. It wasn't enough. They needed more room. So Amalei Abaya, Hashta, Mikdash Rishon, Dichsiv Bey, Yehuda V'Yisrael, Rabib Kachol Asher Al, Hayam, Safek. If, by Bayis Rishon, beginning of Malachim, when Shlomo Melach built the Mikdash, it said that there were so many Jews, and right, you couldn't even count them, and there was enough room. Mikdash Sheni, Dichsiv Bey, Kolakal Ke'echad, Arba Ribo, Lo Safek. Many less Jews then, that came up by Bayis Sheni, right? We know Bayis Sheni, a lot of Jews didn't come back. Right, that's why, right, Ezra already then, the Levim didn't come back. So already then he made the Knas, discussed in various places and Gittin and elsewhere, against Maaser Rishon. No more Maaser Rishon to the Levim. They didn't come back, they lose it. Truma, you can't do that. Because Truma is Aser Lazarim. But Maaser Rishon is, okay, it's a mitzvah to give to the Levim. And if we don't, we're stealing. But Ezra made a Knas, right? No, don't give it to the Levim. Are you allowed to keep it or give it to the Kohanim? Machlokas Rishonim. Whether, what he exactly he did. But either way, there were less people. So, what do you mean that? Why'd they have to expand it? So, Hamarle, the answer is, Hasam, Eishel Shamayim Misayasan, Hachain Eishel Shamayim Misayasan. By his Rishon, you had the fire helping out, the fire that came down from Shamayim. But by Sheni, he did not have that fire helping out. Where Rashi, of course, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chavalev, which speaks about the five items that were missing during by Sheni that had existed in by his Rishon. One of them was the Eish. There was no Eish there in Bayis Sheni, special Eish Min HaShemayim, in Bayis Sheni. Well, we're talking about the Eish, that's why it says that, right? That's why the Gemara tells us the story about the Zakenim that was still alive during Bayis Sheni, that would remember Bayis Rishon, everybody else was celebrating, they were crying. They were crying because they remembered what the first Bayis was like. They said, you call this a Bayis, there's no Aron, there's no Shechina, there's no Urim V'Tumim. There's just so many things that are missing. So they were crying even though everybody was celebrating. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Shimon Pazi B'Shabar Kapara Shisin Osifu. They added on Shisin. What does it mean added on Shisin? They were always on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. A little bit away from the Mizbeach, they had these pipelines where the Dam, they used to pour the Dam onto the Keren, or on top of the Mizbeach. Remember they had those cups there, the Mishnah describes the Masechah Sukkah, one was wider, that was for the wine, one was skinnier, that was for the water, and it went down on the side of the Mizbeach, and it rolled a little bit on the floor, and it went down these holes in the Shisit. So in Bayis Sheni, they expanded the Mizbeach to be over those Shisits, so go straight inside the Mizbeach. It had to be on the outside. So they added on those when they came back. Meikara Savar, why did they do that originally and only now? So Meikara Savar, Mizbeach Adama Shu'atim Badama. They originally thought that, no, it's got to be totally filled up with earth, and therefore there's no room inside to make a pipe for the blood and the water to go down. Ulubasov Savar, Shishia Ka'achila. They said, no, the Shishia, pouring, meaning pouring the blood in the water. Mizbeach is like achila. Ma mizbeach, oh my, mizbeach adama, shumachubar ba'adama. And what does it mean, mizbeach adama? It doesn't mean it has to be totally full. It could be somewhat hollow, but it has to be connected to the ground. Shlo yivnenu lo agabi kipin, v'lo agabi mechilos. As we had earlier, you can't build it on top of any stilts. You can't build it with any space underneath. It's got to be exactly connected to the ground. And if you remember the Mishnah Malach that we mentioned in the first parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, what do you mean? Don't we have sources elsewhere that tell us that they didn't make hollow areas underneath the ground to protect from Tumas Tehom? And if you have a certain area of Ohel, so that prevents that's a Chatzitza from Tumah going up, so the Mishnah Malach says it must not be the Mizbeach. It's got to be everywhere else in the Beis HaMikdash, not Mizbeach. But Mizbeach, you have a special din, Gzeiras HaKasev, that it has to be Mechubar Ba'adama. Got to be Mechubar Ba'adama. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue, Beis Hashem, on Wednesday. Okay, there won't be a daf tomorrow, but we'll continue, Beis Hashem, on Wednesday as we continue in Perek Kadshei Kadshei.